It happens once every 17 years. Billions of cicadas will soon emerge from underground in parts of the eastern U.S. and create a cacophony not heard since 1999. This group of cicadas is known as Brood 5. And joining us now via Skype is Chris Simon, who's a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Connecticut Storrs. Chris Simon, welcome.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Well, great to have you. And tell us about Brood 5 and how it is that they come above ground every 17 years.
Well, Brood 5 is just one of many broods of 17-year cicadas that exist in the northern United States east of the Great Plains. And Brood 5 got separated from the other groups in sometime in the last 10,000 years. We know it's the last 10,000 years because before that, there was a change in climate because of the glacial advances. And so the last glacial maximum was 20,000 years. And at that time, that entire area was under ice. And so we know they weren't there then. But as the forest moved back, the cicadas moved back with the forest. And over time, as the climate changed since that time, they gradually got broken up into different groups. We think because of little climate anomalies and because they can switch their life cycle by coming out 4 years early or 4 years late, and occasionally 1 year early or 1 year late. Because of that, the whole Northeast is like a jigsaw puzzle of different year classes that fit together geographically, and Brood 5 is just one of these.
And by the way, how long have cicadas been around?
Well, according to our DNA work, trying to estimate the age of the whole genus with using a molecular clock, we think it's about 4 million years.
Wow.
Or more.
And one of the things that I have heard, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, is that their life cycles are typically prime numbers so that they don't come back up with the same predators.
Well, they are prime numbers, but I think it's just an accident. A lot of people make a big deal about it, and mathematicians love it. And there's lots of mathematical papers that show predator-prey cycles and how prime numbers would be advantageous. And that might work into the story as well. But we know that they sometimes come out 4 years early and 4 years late. And so if a 13-year cicada comes out 4 years early, that's 9 years, and that's not a prime number. Mm. And 4 years late after 17 years is 21. That's not a prime number.
And the cicadas that are living underground for all of these years, is it one cicada that 17 years later will come back? Are they mating and having baby cicadas underground?
No, they mate above ground. And then it's like in the second and third weeks of the emergence. And then the females lay eggs in the tree branches. And those eggs hatch out 6 to 8 weeks later. And then the hatchlings, they jump out of the trees, fall to the ground, climb down in, and they spend 17 or 13 years growing up underground.
Are there conditions that are particularly good for them to emerge, or does it not matter because their life cycle determines when they come back up?
They have this inborn molecular clock, we're fairly certain, that they keep track of the time, so they know when 17 years have gone by. So they know what year to come up, but they know the day to come up by the ground temperature. And so it's an accumulation of a certain number of growing degree days, or certain number of days during which the plants grow. And that's usually around 65 degree ground temperature at about 8 inches down under the surface.
So we said this is Brood 5 that's expected to come up this year. How many broods are there?
There's 12 broods of 17-year cicadas in existence today, and there was a 13th one that went extinct that was in Connecticut and Massachusetts, and we know that it disappeared in the mid-1950s.
How did it go extinct?
We're not absolutely certain, but you know that the United States was heavily farmed, especially in the Northeast, in the 1800s. And Connecticut and Massachusetts were about 80 to 90% cleared and farmed. And that didn't help their populations. And they need large populations in order to survive.
So where are we expected to see the cicadas in Brood 5 this year?
Brood 5 will be appearing in eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, eastern West Virginia, a few counties in Northwest Virginia, one county in Maryland, and a really small patch on Long Island at Wildwood State Park.
You know, I remember growing up in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, in the middle of Illinois, always having cicadas, although I probably wasn't always. I'm probably misremembering it, but certainly more than once in my childhood, they were there.
Yes, Urbana is a great place for periodical cicadas. It's very near a number of different broods. So in Illinois, you have 13-year brood 19, you have 13-year brood 23, you have 17-year brood 13, and you have a little bit of 17-year brood 3. And just in the very edge in Vermilion County, you have some brood 10 as well.
So it's a cicada paradise.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Chris Simon, professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Connecticut, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.